sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla.
I've had anal sex.
Love line. Coast to coast.
Watch out, Dr. Bruce and Mike's are hot. Hey, it's Loveline. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew tonight, who is deathly sick. Hopefully he'll be in tomorrow night, but he's vomiting, and it's always funny when a doctor gets sick.
Painful erection that will not go away.
It's like when the fire marshal's house burns down. There's something ironic about it.
Yeah, like when you get laryngitis.
Yeah.
It should be a pleasant experience. Yeah.
Dr. Bruce is a board-certified physician, right?
Yeah.
Addiction medicine specialist, does the laser treatment, and is well-qualified to take Dr. Drew's place on any given night, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
And when did you get the call today?
About 1.
So 1:30. Fairly short notice?
Oh, yeah, but...
Dropped everything that came out here.
Drew's got to be really sick not to go to the hospital and come into Loveland.
Oh, he didn't go in and do his rounds or anything either. All right. Because say he's got to be really sick not to go into the hospital, it's sort of confusing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
You know I am. I'll work on
right.
Confusing...
not to go in and do his job. Edema's here tonight. Chris, Mike, and Dave are all here from the band. Good to see you guys again.
Good to see you, Adam.
They're here
and
to
Bruce. Who do you call when you're sick?
I call Ghostbusters. No.
As a veterinarian.
I talk to Drew normally, who tries to convince me whatever I have is worse than it is and that it's caused by excessive masturbation. That's like his first stop when he's trying to figure out what's wrong. Like, I tell him I have an earache. He's like, did you beat off today? I'm like, the sun's up, isn't it? He's like, well. I'm like, no, come on. Give me a break. And she goes right for the most humiliating, right for my Achilles heel. But edema's here, and they're plugging the big smoke out, which is going on this weekend, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, now where is that?
It's at the Coliseum.
Is it in the parking lot?
I guess. I'm not sure.
You know what? Somebody else asked me that question earlier today, and I don't know. That's exactly.
Because I think it was in the parking lot in years past, but I'm not sure. Cypress Hill's going to be there. Snoop Dogg, Everlast. Edema, of course, is here tonight. All those guys are going to be in later on this week, by the way, as well as many other bands. The Used, Cottonmouth King, Circle Jerks.
That's my main mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's Snoop. So, actually, Snoop will be in here on tomorrow night. So that'll be good to we'll get a nice contact time. Bruce, maybe you'll be here.
No, not again.
Yeah.
Drew's wife yelled at me after that anyway.
Why? What'd you do?
I didn't confront the... No, she was right. I didn't confront the pot-smoking issue.
You can't
aggressively enough.
Black guys not to smoke pot. Yeah, that's part of their culture.
That was my strategic decision at the time, but...
Please, that's racist.
Plus, I was. I mean,
black guy could pull out, like, a 6-foot bong on an airplane, and you'd have to just keep walking. Like, you can't... That is a completely racist comment. That's like telling the Indian not to do peyote or meditate. You can't do that,
Bruce. Retract my agreeing with you. I would say it's difficult to confront any pot smoker about their pot smoke.
Yeah, because not only is it uncomfortable, but you harshed their mel. You know what I mean? Like you would have harshed Snoop's mel. All right, so Edema's got a new CD called, actually it's an EP. How many songs are on an EP?
7. Well, on that particular one, there's 7.
That's kind of a heavy EP, right?
It's heavy, yeah. It's on the heavy side.
I mean, no, EPs are normally like 3 or 4 songs, right?
Yeah, 5, I think. 5, 6. More
couldn't you
five,
call that an album and make more money?
Well, no, an album is an LP, which would be 10.
It has to have a certain
10?
Amount of time or tracks to be an album. And it's like a certain less amount to be a single, so it's more than a single, less than an album, hence the extended play.
Oh, I don't know. It's just something we put out, you know.
So that represents you guys haven't sold out. You could have thrown some filler on there and made it an album.
Right.
All it really is just kind of something to give to our fans. You know, it's not really that expensive. Just something for them to listen to while we're writing our new album.
It's just remixes. There's a cover of an Alice in Chains song we did on there, and a couple new songs. You know, one. Fairly new song and one B-side that didn't make the record and stuff like that.
So when they were still doing vinyl, weren't EPs more common, or is that not the case? In the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think albums used to come out, I think, more often, too. I think, like, you know, back in the days, from what I understand, like, people would put out albums. You know, a band would put out a new LP, like, every 6 months or so.
Right.
And
well, like, if you look at, I don't know, Led Zeppelin, Beatles probably aren't good because they had a short career, but maybe the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, something like that. How often were these guys putting out, like, if you know, the first 10 years of their existence, how many albums did they put out in that 10 years? And then how does that compare to whoever the modern day equivalent to
yeah,
that is?
Yeah, it was
is?
Way faster back
was
then.
Was it?
You know, they do a couple albums a year, some bands, and which is a lot, you know.
Do you think it's just, you think it's more, I mean, more milking now? And I don't mean that in a bad way, but then these guys release an album and then they go on tour for 18 months.
Yeah,
whereas
definitely.
I think they used to go on tour for 4 months. And then get to work on their next one.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, just the way the industry is now, it's like, you know, I mean, it used to be like, you know, a band would put out a song and then, you know, maybe they'd go in the studio, record another song, and that would get played. And then, you know, after you had enough songs for an album, then they would compile it into an album, you know?
Right.
And I just, you know, the way the whole machine works now, I think people are trying to get as much life out of the album that they can, you know?
Well,
and
I think a lot more now is based on your live performances, too. Like, you have to tour longer. You have to
right.
be out there touring and stay in people's face more than just, like, you know, having one song or whatever on the radio. You have to stay out there and tour and do that whole thing.
Well, we'll hear something off the new EP at some point. Bruce, you're off to Flying Start because the first call you picked is dropped off the screen. It doesn't instill a lot of confidence. True, it doesn't. I mean, Bruce, doesn't instill a lot of confidence in me when you just pull the sticker off and put it to the next call below the one that dropped off. Does that mean you read it or are we just moving on?
You do it on purpose.
You feel
He's
good?
A quick thinker.
Oh, yeah. I solved the problem telepathically.
Jasmine?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
Well, you were on deck, but now you're at bat. So what's up?
Well, I'm, like, just starting to realize that I'm bi.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, and I have this huge crush on my friend, and she doesn't know it. And I don't know what to do with myself, and I would like to know, like, how many other people out there could I relate to?
How many bi people are there?
Bi, lesbian, blah, blah, blah.
Bruce is going to tally that up. We'll have to get to you
yeah,
in the
right.
second hour. But there's a fair amount. Where do you live?
I live in, like, way northeastern Illinois.
Oh, well, there's only two in that area. Sorry.
Yeah, Adam's got a tally up already. Have you been sexually active in the past?
No.
Okay. You know, for teenagers, there's a lot of sort of gender confusion, and I wouldn't label myself as bi or
lesbian.
Gay or, right. Thank you, Drew.
And maybe you just admire this person, and you're it's not a sexual thing. Maybe you just, you know, think she's cool and like the way she dresses or whatever.
It gets kind of blurry with women. I mean,
yeah.
if they really like
yeah.
somebody, they start getting attracted to them.
Yeah, but, yeah. you know, at 14, you should be just getting to know people, whether it's same-sex, opposite-sex, and the physical attraction, the relationship thing, that'll complicate your life. 14, just spend time with people and
yeah,
try
yeah,
and avoid
right.
the
right, Pollyanna,
physical intact.
Shut that mic off. Really. You should just spend some time in the company of all genders and never make a move.
By 14,
course,
we have to...
I know. It does complicate things, and I agree. But if Jasmine, you know, if the hormones have kicked in, it's going to be hard to stem
Rush.
The tide of
But,
those.
You know, at 14, she's calling here, and then she's going to be calling one of these other numbers to find hook up with somebody. I mean, why...
Well, she likes this one friend. You think this one friend is bi or lesbian? What's that?
No, it's not just her, though.
You like everybody?
I don't like everybody. Everybody. Some people are ugly.
Right, right. Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah, but you like this one person, though, right?
Yeah, but I'm, like, attracted to a lot of other girls and not really guys.
And not really guys?
No.
Okay.
No, that can change.
You've never had any contact with a woman?
No.
Same with Bruce, but how do you know you like women?
Boy, they didn't laugh at that one.
Yeah, no, they were like...
It wasn't very funny.
No, they were thinking maybe it's true. They didn't think it was a joke. It wasn't like... It's not funny. It was like, oh, man, dude. Yeah.
I laughed.
You're just lucky this isn't TV.
All right. Jasmine.
One look at you.
Take it slow. You're 14. And it doesn't matter what you are. Just take it slow.
Do you have a way of spending time with any of these people you like? I mean, you don't have to go out on a date. get a group of people and go to a movie? I mean, have you spent time doing anything like that, going to the mall?
Yeah, sure.
All right, then. All right, listen.
Okay. I had to, so much for that.
Stare at your friends in the dressing room.
She'll get by on her personality. She don't need us. Well, it's just difficult to talk to.
You're like a self-esteem builder for these teenagers. Right?
Well, they call the show, and then it's as if I'd called them right in the middle of, like, a Dawson's Creek marathon. And they're like, what? It's sort of the friend. Like, it's a conversation I have on my cell phone every Sunday night when everyone I know is watching The Sopranos. Yeah. And I'm trying to bitch about why the garbage man's got to show up at 6:15, and I realize I've been talking for 15 minutes with no reply, and then I can just hear Tony Soprano in the background, and I realize... No, they're not with me.
And every week you do it the same thing and then realize after 15 minutes.
Well, here's the deal. Sunday night is my prime calling night when I'm driving into work and everyone I know is watching The Sopranos, and I don't know which. I got to interrupt one of them. You know, so I just tell them it's your turn this week.
Nice.
All right. So, anyway, she's fine. A young lesbian. Peter?
Hey.
You're 15.
Yeah. How's it going, Adam?
Good.
It's awesome. You're
great.
Like one of my favorite people on Earth. You and
great.
Hester. You're awesome.
Great. Edema's on here tonight, and so is Dr. Bruce.
Hey, Edema. How's it going, Dr. Bruce?
Good.
All right, my problem is just basically every time I meet a girl and she seems, like, interested in me, or every time I'm going out with a girl, I find out that she's just got, like, issues. I don't know, she doesn't like her dad at all, or she's not living with her dad. And I'm just, like, wondering, what's the deal? Like, why are they always attracted to me? And, you know.
Yeah. Well...
Because you're a perpetrator.
Why?
No, I mean, say that. No, just kidding. Are you worried about the fact that, I mean, listening to Loveline for any period of time, there's that pattern that you see where when dad's been abusive, dad's absent, then the women, females gravitate to somebody like that.
But I'm not really like that. See, I'm like, if anything, like a nice guy. I mean.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they can be attracted to that for a while, but then what happens? Do they dump you?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Because most girls who like bad boys after they go out with a succession of bad boys think, okay, now I got to get a good boy. And so they get with a good boy, but they can't really handle it or tolerate it, and they end up sabotaging it and acting out, and then you break up.
Yeah.
So you may be that good boy that they would like to go out with, but they can't really do it because they're not emotionally ready.
Yeah. That brings up the question, how far into a relationship do you get? Are you talking about dating, going out once or twice, or these are people you...
I went out with a girl for, like, maybe a year, year and a half, that she had, like, hated her dad, didn't live with her dad. So, I mean, like, I've gone out, it's not just, like, a couple weeks.
So what happened there?
I'm going to, listen, just, he's 15, he's just kicking around, whatever. All right, I don't care. I mean, we're not going to cure this guy. He's 15. He's dating people. Ask people how they like their dad. And there's a few, like, going out with a girl who hates her dad is like buying a car that says salvage on it. Like, you know, it was pulled out of a lake at some point, or some gangbangers took it for a joyride and
bought it from, like,
drove
some
it into something.
Auction or something.
Yeah, it's the door never quite shuts right, you know? And if you find a woman whose dad was, you know, did something abusive to her or isn't in her life, it's going to be tough.
But he sounded like
15.
I know you don't want to go back to this guy and ask him anything, but he sounded like he might have a little bit of codependency potential. Maybe he's a rescuer. Mm. So you might have somebody that's attracted.
All right. Yeah, he may be.
So maybe we should talk to him about, does he have some, because that's a lifelong pattern of behavior that's going to end up in real lousy relationships.
He likes projects. Peter?
Yeah.
Do you, are you codependent that way?
I don't know.
You don't know what that means, Steve.
You know, listen.
No, I don't know.
When you meet these gals, you can pick up on the fact that if they've got a dad that's not good, beats them up or just ignores them, if that, you know, makes you sympathetic towards it, you want to help, or feelings like that, that's generally...
I don't even find out about it until after we've been going out.
Well, you know what? Somewhere you sense that, and people don't have to tell you sometimes what their background is.
Pick them out. Like, abusers can find victims, and children of alcoholics can find alcoholics. They don't have to see the little squiggles coming from their head as they lean on the lamppost with the lampshade on there.
Right. I'd say there's an element of you maybe seeking these individuals out, and the important thing is to find out what it is about you, because don't...
No. But see, here's the deal, Bruce. He's 15. He's got, you know, half a boner and half a brain. He doesn't know what he's doing. He sees chicks. Any chick that smiles at him or has any interest in him, he's down with. You know what I mean? I don't know if he's advanced enough to have this play out. What about your mom? Is she around?
Yeah.
And you love her?
Yeah, I mean, we get in arguments and stuff.
But you didn't have to take care of her as a kid, or she wasn't an alcoholic or anything? Your dad's not an alcoholic?
No.
You didn't have to tend to anybody?
No, not really.
Fix anybody?
No.
You didn't have to play the parent or anything like that?
I do have, like, a lot of brothers and sisters, so, I mean...
Are you oldest, youngest?
I'm the oldest, so, I mean, maybe I've...
You have to take care, help out taking care of them?
Yeah.
All right. That's a little, but not much.
Yeah, this guy sounds like a healthy guy. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but something to keep in mind. That,
hey, you guys didn't know anything at 15, did you?
No. No, I mean, that's the whole thing. This guy, that's the key point, I think, with this guy, is that, I mean, he is only 15, and he's going to have a million more experiences, you know? It's like, you know, I know people in their 30s or 40s that still can't figure women out, you know? And it's not like I have all the answers, but it's, you know.
Well, one thing that kind of stood out in my mind, though, is that he mentioned that he's been in a relationship for a year and a half, and he's 15.
Yeah, that's pretty good haul. So, you know, what's going on? Because that means at 13 or 13 and a half, he got into this relationship.
At the oldest.
Yeah, he sprung his first pube. He got into a long-term relationship. What's the big deal? Now he's 15 and he's in therapy? I have no sympathy for these kids.
Growing up faster these days.
I know, but he's doing fine.
And three, yeah.
Listen, as a guy, you need to, between the age of, you know, 14 and 28, have a whole bunch of experiences and relationships. Figure yourself out. Figure out women. Don't get anyone pregnant, and don't get any venereal diseases. And if you can pass through that 10 or 15 years unscathed, you can consider yourself successful. And it's hard to impart a bunch of knowledge to you when you're 15.
Right, but
you just have to sort of learn from your experience.
You have to make mistakes and learn from them and move on.
Right.
But just with what everybody's saying about 15, what do they know at 14 or 15? It's a reason to support dating without. Once you get sexually involved, that creates a bond between two people. And a lot of times, at this age, they get in relationships and stay in them longer than they want to because of that kind of involvement. Right. So that's one of the dangers of.
Bruce lost his virginity at 31. Now he's on a lifelong campaign.
I wanted him to make 35.
Time and savers.
I wanted to make 35 with that.
Your 90-year-old mother was so disappointed when she realized you got laid.
My mother's listening tonight, so, Mom, ignore Adam. He's obnoxious.
Jesse?
Yeah?
You're 15.
Yeah, I'm like what you and Dr. Drew do. That's killer. I like how you like help out all these people.
Thanks.
Akima, you guys like the greatest band in the world.
Well, thank you. Thanks, man.
And I just wanted to know, like, what was your inspiration and like how did you guys meet and get started?
Adam and Drew or Akima?
Akima.
I'm thinking they mean Akima.
Oh, okay.
Someone paid us to talk on the mic. Just one of our side.
We're all from Bakersfield, California, which is a fairly small town, and pretty much all the musicians there know the other musicians, and we were in different bands, and those bands fortunately broke up at the same time, and we formed this band, and that's how we became Akima.
So it was just like a group of friends and stuff that got together and knew each other and said, yeah, my friend knows this guy, and that's how you guys got started?
Kind of, yeah.
We knew about each other, you know, like me, I'm Mike, by the way. Me and Marky, like, we had, like, a band that we called Akima, but it wasn't this band. And we'd played shows with Dave and Tim, and they were in a band called Juice. And we just, you know, we knew of them as players, and we respected them. And the same thing with Chris, you know, we fired a drummer, and then we're like, hey, who's the best drummer we know? And it was him. And
so like, you'd go to shows, you'd see three or four guys on stage, and you'd go, that one guy's got it. Damn,
yeah, that's
great to get him. Like, it's almost like you're playing a pickup basketball game and there's one guy on the other team who's just burning you or lighting it up, and you're going, it'd be great if that guy was on this team.
Kinda, yeah,
it'd be great if we got rid of that fat guy and slid that guy. We could really be good.
Like, when you're in a band that's not like established, like as far as being signed or whatever,
right,
your eyes are always looking. You know what I mean? And so it's like you're always kind of paying attention and being aware of what else is out there.
For me, I was in a signed band that had just got dropped, had a bad experience, and I was looking for another band. And when they called me, you know, I was kind of, oh, I don't know, whatever, you know, and they bring me a tape of what they were doing, and I flipped out and was, you know, begging to be in the band.
Well, let's hear something from a demo. Hey, Jesse.
Yeah?
Thanks.
Well, did you have a question, Jesse, or?
No, that's it.
All right.
I want to know how you guys got together. You told them.
Oh, okay.
And now we got, well, I don't want to be rude, but I want to squeeze a song in before we go to break. Come on, Anderson. Come on, buddy. Don't piss the band off. All right, let's go. This is from a demon. It's called Immortal. Here, everybody. They're going to beat the smoke out this weekend at the Coliseum out here in Los Angeles. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Chris, Mike, and Dave are all here from Edema. The new EP is out, just came out. Insomniac's Dream is the name of it. And these guys are going to be at the Smokeout, which is Saturday at the Coliseum. Yes, the 23rd. Cypress Hill, Snoop Dogg, Everlast, all of whom will be in here later on this week, and much, much more. And it's for a great, great cause. It's gonna, Snoop needs a new sweatsuit. That's where all the money's going. Snoop needs a new crushed velvet sweatsuit.
Another house.
And some slippers.
Doesn't he have 12 houses?
And he wants to actually move up to 25-inch rims on his SUV. And currently, they're only making tires for 24 inches, so he has to do some custom fabrication. New molds have to be made. It's going to cost a ton.
Nice.
That's where the money is going. Yeah. All right, so Dima here tonight, and we'll get back to the phones and speak to Linda, who's 22. Linda?
Hi.
Hey.
I had a question about masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed recently, like, when I masturbate, that I'm holding my breath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know if that's I don't know if it's a good thing. I've heard about these people that, like, choke themselves or whatever.
How long can you hold your breath?
Hey, it's just for... It's
I thought she said holding her breasts. I'm sorry.
No, her breath.
Breath.
Did you say breasts or breath?
Breath.
Breath.
Yeah.
Well, Adam's got the equivalent of it.
Well, I do that too, but it's because I'm a mouth breather, and one time I got some...
Oh, no.
You know, that was pretty weird. But I swallowed. I didn't make an ass of myself.
Come on, you're the expert.
To the bathroom.
You're the expert in this area.
I didn't want to offend my penis.
Give an intelligent answer, because you're the equivalent of a PhD in masturbation.
Well, thank you. Do you... There's nothing higher than a PhD? What about, like, a ninja or something? Have, like, grandmaster or something? Hey, you hold your breath only at the orgasm or throughout the process?
Pretty much all of it, I guess, as soon as it starts to do anything.
And is that for 30 seconds or 10 seconds? How long would you
guess? I guess maybe 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you know, sex is not a recreational sport.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, what do you do to keep yourself from breathing? Just stop breathing, or do you, like, choke yourself, or what?
No, I don't do anything. I didn't even realize that I, like, wasn't breathing until one time I just kind of...
She woke up.
Yeah, and then I tried to make myself breathe, and it didn't really work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, breath holding...
It must have kicked in at some point, otherwise we probably wouldn't be talking, right?
No, I mean, I guess it's not that long of a...
But eventually began breathing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get a head change when you do that. You know, the CO2, the carbon dioxide builds up, and some people find that a pleasurable sensation, and they choose to...
You've never passed out, though, right? You just hold your breath for a little bit and do whatever, and then breathe. And
yeah, just keep your mouth open. Put your wallet in your mouth sideways. Not flat, but sideways.
Okay,
keep that thing propped open. That's what I'll do sometimes.
Holding your breath's not dangerous. Just don't start using an apparatus to help hold your breath.
Don't try hanging yourself.
I don't think she likes it. I just think she does it involuntarily. But you know what I was thinking? Yeah, don't hang yourself or put a bag over your head. My grandmother had that conversation with me when I was like 17. She's like, a lot of people die by... And I was like, huh? What? Oh, Christ, no. Jesus Christ.
Oh, those are the best.
Now I want to die.
And
where's the rope? I got to hang myself.
Yeah, the guy's wearing a dress, and he was doing that, and he accidentally hangs himself, so they find this guy hanging in a dress. Pretty embarrassing.
What is that called? Isn't there a word for that?
Asphyxiation.
Autoerotic. Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hey, I'll tell you, if I walk, like, if I come home and my 17-year-old son's, like, wearing the old lady's dress, and he's got a hefty bag around his neck and a stork out, I'm going to be like, I'll go get the shotgun. I'll put his prints on it. I'll put, like, his big toe on it. I'll pull the trigger. I'll clean up the dress and stuff. I'll wipe everything down. I'll be like, well, he was depressed, but he chose the man's way out. I'll tell you that. No shame. No shame in that death.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. Closed casket, but dignified. He goes with dignity.
I'm sure with all the good karma you've spread over the years,
Would this be a form of what she's doing?
Well, that's what I'm suggesting.
She's doing it involuntarily, though.
That's what she's saying. She can't help it. She's not attempting to arouse herself this way. That's the difference.
Hold on, Bruce, did you not glean that?
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think she sort of likes it too. Likes the feeling.
because holding your breath,
one,
it like
line one.
Which it's creating tension, you know, and that's what sex is, a release of tension.
Right, but I just don't think that was her point. Linda?
Yeah.
I don't like it, no. You don't like it.
No.
And you don't do it on purpose.
No.
Thank you. Bruce, what happens when real patients come in? You have no idea what they're talking about.
Same thing.
That's why you're not working, right? That's why you're here, right?
All right, yeah, exactly. This is the bottom of the barrel for me.
Oh. Hey, but let me ask this, Bruce.
Uh-oh.
Why shouldn't people be able to hold their breath a little longer than, you know, 45, 50 seconds before they pass out?
Yes.
I just mean as human beings. I mean, here's what I'm saying. You know, you hear about guys drowning in 3 inches of water and all some high school football players in the bottom of a pile and they drown and all this kind of stuff. And you see, I watch these nature shows.
Yeah, like the free divers, those dudes, they hold their breath for like 10 minutes.
Well, they got to practice, so they got to stretch themselves out and hyperventilate. So if I'm saying as human beings, as just a biological creatures, you watch all these other shows, and it's like, oh, they got these seals or these otters, and they're air breathers, but they can hold their breath for 45 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Why can't we hold our breath a little longer? I mean, why didn't God design 5, 10, 20 minutes in for us? He couldn't have thrown us that bone? You know what I mean? Like, I just get to the grate in the deep end of the swimming pool, and I'm dying. I got to come back up again, you know? Why not be able to hang out for 5-10 minutes? What harm would that be?
Because it all has to do with your saturation, desaturation, your hemoglobin.
But God should have given us another couple of minutes.
Oh, the hemoglobin. That's what I was thinking. The hemoglobin.
How many people would be alive right now if you could hold your breath for, let's say, an hour?
I don't know. You know,
historically, billions.
Right.
Billions. Mm.
Okay.
All right. Les?
Uh-huh.
It just seems like after 45 seconds, you know, smacking your hand and needing to be let up. It seems like too short a period of time. So it could be longer than that.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, we're not as versatile as we should be.
You can condition yourself for longer periods of time.
Yeah. Hmm. No, I'm not going to do that.
Not interested.
Les?
Yes. Okay.
You know, because I got my real work of trying to reach my own penis with my mouth.
Yeah.
So everything else takes a back seat until that mission is accomplished. And that started a long, long time ago.
I'm wondering if you're angry with God at the breath-holding thing because of some masturbatory connection here.
Quite. No?
Okay.
Les?
Interesting.
You're 20.
Yes.
What's up?
I found out maybe about 5 years ago that the person who I thought was my dad wasn't my biological father.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of wondering if I should go and look for him.
Does he know about you, your biological father?
I don't know. My mom says that she's not even sure herself. When he found out that she was pregnant, he told her to get an abortion, or like he didn't want to have anything to do with it.
And then he moved on.
Yeah, she stopped talking to him, and she says that she thinks that maybe his dad or his mom might have seen me when I was, like, little, like, seen me with her at the market or something, but she's not.
Well, they probably wouldn't have done the math, though.
How was your relationship with the person who you thought was your father?
It's recently not all that great, but
he was there for you as you were growing up?
Yeah, he was actually there when I was born.
Then that's your real dad.
Well, he was there when you were
born. Exactly.
But was he there for you? Was he good to you?
Yes.
All right. What's the problem now?
I guess it's just kind of like, you know, I look nothing like any of my dad's family, and you know, just kind of like wondering, like.
Yeah, but I don't look at much like
pass.
My family.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Eventually, everyone just looks old. So, right, you all look the same, which is gold.
I like the guy from Philadelphia.
Eventually, we'll all look the same.
The guy from Philadelphia at your wedding, that guy was. That's what you're going to look like.
Uncle Ralph?
Yeah, he was
cool. Oh, my God. It's embarrassment. I'm going to have a drifter kill him. Oh, yes, I'm a big star now. I can't have that. Hey, Les?
Uh-huh.
I don't normally think this is a great plan because the problem is it's always a disappointment. It never seems to solve anything. First off, this guy's leading a very unimpressive life. He's living in some one-bedroom apartment somewhere, probably managing an AMCO or something. You go in there, you have an awkward, uncomfortable moment, and then it's kind of weird. Then you end up walking away thinking, I really don't want to see this guy again, but we made plans to see each other next weekend, but we don't really know each other. It gets built up to more than it is or it should be.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I just, you know, it sounds, I got a question actually about this. Now, you said that recently you haven't really been getting along with the guy that you've always, you know, thought was your father. Now, maybe is this some of that stemming from that? Are you kind of trying to see what if the grass is greener with your real dad? I mean.
No, nothing like that. It's just, well, the problem with my dad is just because, you know, his girlfriend moved in and I don't care for her.
Well, then that's probably the crux of your problem is with the girlfriend. I mean,
but I
you're 22. You should be out of the house, right? Or you're 20. Yeah.
I'm 20.
Still time to get out.
Actually, just turned like last week.
All right. It's time to start thinking about moving out, though.
But you know what? The guy that raised you is your real dad, and you're going to continue to have a relationship with him the rest of your life. And when you have kids, that's going to be grandpa. There's so many reasons to cultivate that and work through some of the issues you're having now. Any attention you take away from it by searching out some other guy, and in the back of your mind somewhere, there's a fantasy that you're going to find somebody that's this or that.
Yeah, it just becomes the holy grail or the fountain of youth or something. You just constantly search for this like it's going to make everything better. And it never, ever does. I've never heard that.
No, some people want to know what the genetics are like, if there are any kind of diseases or anything you should know about family history-wise. Yeah. That's legit.
But. All right. Hey, Adema's here. Oh, yeah. I got my family's whole mess this way, too, with the grandpas. And my family's a mess this way.
Why do you're picking on your family all the time?
I just mean
in front of strangers too.
I'm just saying they're a mess. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know a lot of my real
people in my family.
I like your dad. Your dad's
Hey, and I give him a five. Mom, I'm so mad at you. I am so mad at you, Mom.
That was a play we did. We were experimenting. We thought we'd do the 11 o'clock hours, just some series of short plays.
It didn't. It only lasted a year. The response wasn't good, yeah. Adema's here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Who I had sex with.
Oh, please. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. Chris, Mike, and Dave are all here from Adema. And Insomniac Dream, name of the new EP. It is out, just out. And you can also see them Saturday over at the Coliseum for the Smoke Out. Okay, let's get back to the phones. And again, Dr. Drew is sick tonight, and he's at home.
Yeah. I'm sure he's listening.
No, I don't think so.
No way.
I mean, we could call him, but that's just, hey, you know what? I miss a show every 3 years because I'm sick and I unplug my phone. I'm like, I need. What's the big deal, too? Drew's on the phone. Hey, Drew, how you doing? I'm sick.
Painful, uncomfortable erection. Where are you on?
You at home now? Yeah. I like when people call you at that number and then ask where you are. Called you at home, right? Yeah. All right, well, get some rest. All right, buddy.
this is like a little vacation for you, too. Yeah. You're a rather abrasive, irritating individual, and it gives him
Come on, man.
I'm sure I speak for Drew, believe me.
What about your Hippocratic oath? And let me tell you, I don't have to speak to this Manuel either, who's on line four. Manuel?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
I know this conversation. I got a problem, blah, blah, blah. You should do something about it, I'll say, and then we'll just move on. So let's just forget it. It'll be just like the call I had with Dr. Drew at his home a second ago. No, I'm kidding.
Painful erection that will not go away.
Manuel?
Yeah?
Go ahead, I'm sure.
All right. I've been with my girlfriend about, 6 months now. And every time we have sex, I get, this really bad, intense feeling of deja vu, almost like when I black out or pass out.
Wait a minute. Deja vu?
In the Yogi Berra sense of the term?
Which deja? Do you know what deja vu means?
Kind of like where it seems like it happened before.
Yeah. Well, but you banged her more than once? I mean, it's a way to keep it fresh.
That's great. That's kind of trippy. That's cool. I don't know.
But you have like a dreamlike feeling?
Yeah.
And, like, you got, like, a head right, like you're hyperventilating or something?
Almost, yeah.
Well, maybe you are. Maybe you're breathing real hard.
Maybe.
Okay, you're willing to consider that at least?
Yeah.
Thanks,
buddy. I have a question for the band.
Yeah.
So
Well, hold on a second.
Wow.
Do you have this problem, or do you want an answer to it, or are you making it up?
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, if there had been a reported case of it before or anything.
Well, people get sort of aroused, and they alter their breathing, and it becomes real heavy, and then they get a little lightheaded, you know, and they hyperventilate.
I don't know any specific correlation of deja vu during orgasm or sex relating to any other issue, but
right.
I suppose deja vu with someone that you had never been with before would be kind of. Yeah. Right, that would be weird.
Right,
but.
Yeah, but if you've, like, let's say if you've had a job for 3 years and you show up Monday morning, it's like, whoa, deja vu. Like, I was just here Friday at 5. Yeah, anytime you were there, it's not deja vu. You have to have not done it.
Exactly.
That's the key.
That could be like a pot smoking thing, too. It's like, what you're experiencing. Oh, you feel like you've experienced the exact same thing.
Right. Do you smoke a lot of pot, Manuel?
Oh, yeah. 420.
All right. Well, there you go.
Right on. Stop. 420.
You have a question for the band?
Yeah.
All right.
I was wondering, how old were you guys when you guys, like, first got started in a serious band?
I was 16 when I had my first serious band. And these guys were the same. I would probably... We started pretty young in our town. When we formed this band, we were, you know, a little older, but we had all been in other bands prior. So.
Actually, I remember before I'd even started playing guitar, I would go and watch Chris's old band play, and I was like, before I even learned how to play, it was kind of like, I'd been interested in playing guitar and stuff, but it's like, I didn't really start until I actually went out, you know, and we're from a small town, there wasn't really a whole lot of bands to go see, but there was a few cool live bands that were out there kind of got me from... You know, having the dream and thinking, well, you know, that'd be kind of cool. I'd like to learn, you know, do that and a fantasy thing, and then actually taking it to the next step and saying, you know, I'm going to pick up a guitar and do this myself, you know. And I was probably like 14, 15 when I started.
And I remember, you know, seeing like Marky and Mikey in a previous band in clubs, like, you know, they were probably, I don't know, 17, 18 young, you know. We all started pretty young.
Hey, Manuel?
Yeah?
You wanna start a band?
Yeah, I'm in a band right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I play guitar.
All right.
Well, can I play something over the air?
No.
All right.
I wonder if you're deja vu for that.
Here's the thing. You can only do stuff on the show that's my idea that I try to get you to do. If you have an idea for something, it's never any fun for me. Like, if a guy says he's in a band, I'll always tell him, play something. But if it's his idea, then it doesn't seem right.
Hey.
It's as if he called to put it on the air.
It depends what they want to do. Some guy called and wanted to fart into his phone and say, oh, go ahead and do it. Yeah,
what's Manuel?
Yeah.
Do you have your guitar plugged into the amp and everything?
Yeah, I do.
You going to cover something, or is this original?
Yeah, I'll cover something.
What are you going to cover?
I don't know. It's Smoke on the Water.
Okay. Never heard that riff before. Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you, man.
You rock at him.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, good job. That was really good.
I feel like I'm in Guitar Center right now.
I don't say this very often, but you got it, son. Yeah, and I don't, Bruce, sign you know up. I don't say that very often, but
you can't squeeze a compliment out of Adam, so that's
yeah,
impressive.
This kid's got it. I mean, little Richie Blackmore couldn't play Smoke on the Water that well. Aaron?
Yes, hi.
You're 16?
Yeah, I am.
What's up?
I wanted to know, this question is for Dr. Bruce, I wanted to know exactly, like, what a spinal tap is, if you have any idea.
Yeah, it's basically a way of getting cerebrospinal fluid, which is a fluid that bathes your brain and then it circulates down around your spinal cord. And there are various disease states in which it's important to get a sample of that.
How does it get back up to your brain? Does it go back up?
It's pumped.
Pumps? How does it get to your brain? It bathes your brain.
Right, and it's an enclosed tube, so to speak. Well, let me just say, so... Basically, they take a needle, and if you get to the level of the top of your pelvis and you move your fingers back to your middle of your back, that's, below that area, right about that area and below is where they put the needle in, and you go right between the bones there, and, I've done many, many of these in the emergency department. Something you do, it's a very commonly done thing. You use a little bit of local anesthetic, and it really, you hear horrendous stories about
how painful these things are, and they're really no worse than getting blood drawn. And the needle goes in, and you can feel it pop through the little membrane, and the fluid comes out, and you measure the pressure. You can tell, you know, quite a bit of information.
You can tell what sign you are through that, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
You
can it, can it be dangerous or no?
You know, there are issues like you have very high pressure. Say someone has a brain tumor, and when you pop in the needle, there are these stories about people herniating their brain, you know, almost getting sucked down because the pressure is pushing
coming out of their ass.
So in certain cases, before you do that, you do a brain scan. Or,
all right, but
or
Aaron, else. You're fine. What do they need your spinal fluid for?
Oh, they don't need mine. They need my boyfriend.
No.
What
did he do?
Well, he had blood work a little over a week ago, and they said that it looked like he had anemia and diabetes, but he doesn't trust the emergency room doctors down in the Navy Yard.
Oh, he's in the service?
Yes, he is.
All right. Well, they'll do that. I mean, look, they do this all the time. It's not a big deal, right?
Yeah, there are abnormalities with various diseases, but, you know, commonly you worry about if you're having a high fever, headache, do you have meningitis?
I think the word tap screws people up.
That just doesn't paint a very pretty picture.
Tap and spine.
Tapping, it's like a hammer and a spike.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good.
Yeah, like tapping into a beer.
There needs to be a word that suggests that with just a little sample.
Spinal fluid collection.
But then the collection sounds ominous. Like, you know what I mean? It's like that word that's like organ harvest.
So we're going to spinal fluid party.
There you go.
There, like
all
that.
Right.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Ademus here, and we'll be right back. Buddy, love line. I'm Adam. That is Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew tonight, who has a virus or the flu, or he's very ill.
Yes.
Throwing up. And Chris, Mike, and Dave are all here from Edema. The EP, which is called Insomniac's Dream, is out currently. We'll hear something else off of that. These guys are going to be at the Smokeout on Saturday at the Coliseum. And Snoop Dogg is going to be in here tomorrow night. And he will be there along with Cypress Hill and Everlast and who the hell else? Who else is going to be there? Circle Jerks, Edema, of course. A lot of good bands. Cottonmouth Kings, The Used. A lot of people have been on this show. So that is Saturday. And I guess it's at, what time is the gate? Oh, 3 to 2 a.m. Holy Christ. You don't want to be around there about 2 a.m.
No. Overcome by a cloud of smoke.
And wait, is this touring all over the country, or are we just having it out
just
here?
One show. Just one show.
That's what I thought, but then I thought, well, maybe it turns into one of these things like, you know, Ozfest or...
They lose their motivation
or something.
It's like it's an annual thing. It's just like the fifth year, I think.
Right. Yeah, they just do it once a year or whatever.
Yeah.
I can see how this works now. So everybody, it's like, all right, tomorrow night's gig is in Rochester. So half head to New York and the other half head to Minnesota.
Exactly.
All the equipment heads to Rochester, Minnesota, and all the talent goes to New York.
But nobody gets mad.
No, they're mellow.
They're mellow.
You know, my thing is I want these cities with these names to duel it out to see who takes the name. I'm tired of them being a whole bunch of Salems, you know. I it's confusing to me. Salem, Oregon, or Maine, or Boston, or where the hell is Salem? Massachusetts.
Right.
I mean, Springfield. Isn't there like a Springfield in like almost every
like
Illinois?
70 of them. Just let's agree on which one the best one is, or give them numbers or something. Right. It's like a band. You can't have a band. You can't have the same name.
Make them copyright the city names.
How many
boob
bills are there?
Yeah. No, it's just one.
Oh.
All right. Let's talk to Chris, who's 16. Chris?
Hey.
What's up?
My friend is putting me in his relationship.
All righty. Why?
You know, his relationship with his girlfriend, they're bringing me in too much.
Yeah. What do they need you for? Like, hold the towel or something?
For guidance.
Guidance.
Yeah, but it's getting really weird now.
Uh-huh. Chris, you're virgin yourself, yes?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Always got the... Oh, I know the virgin vibe.
Uh-huh.
I can hear it well.
I know you can.
And what grade are you in?
10th.
All right. And
why are you the third wheel in this relationship? Why don't you find your own woman and not hang out with these people so much?
Well, because at first I thought she was mine.
She thought you thought she was your girl.
Uh-huh.
And then what?
And then my friend said, no, she's mine. And then we got into, you know, friends.
Right, right.
And then it just, now it's starting to get really weird.
What year were you born?
86.
All right. This sounds like a very young 16-year-old.
I am, I know. My voice, it's weird.
That's all right.
It's not weird.
That's all right. It's like...
Sounds girlish, huh?
No.
No, you're all right. No. You're chick-like, but not girlish.
Yeah, like, so what are these guys asking for advice with? Anything bizarre? Or you just think it's inappropriate that they ask you for...
You know, like they're like tonight. I mean, I'm trying to have me time, you know?
Sure.
Popping a porno, you know, relaxing.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, there you go. Listen, you barely popped in a Pop-Tart. You're not even beating off with that voice of yours.
Don't.
No.
Come on.
All right. Okay. Hey, relax.
Sorry, brother. Don't kick my ass.
Hey, because you said you thought she was yours, are you sure that maybe you're not bringing yourself into this relationship?
At first I was, but now they're bringing me into it more.
Uh-huh.
You know?
And give us an example of a question or a problem they need you to solve.
Like tonight, my friend calls me, he says, oh, I told her I loved her, and she hung up on me.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal 16.
Teenage drama.
Yeah. You know, I'm like thinking, God, just...
You're thinking, I love her too, you know, and she won't even return my phone calls.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Unrequited love. Hey, Chris.
I'm totally kidding.
What? You gotta find yourself a new woman.
I know, that's what I'm trying to do, but I mean, they're just bringing me into, they're calling me every 20 minutes.
No, they're
not. They think you're Dr. Phil.
You just shut
them
down.
Yeah, find a new chick.
Just act bored.
Yeah.
All right.
Just don't call them back. You find yourself a new woman, all right?
All right, thanks.
Lose the pornography. You're too young for watching porn.
Yeah,
Netflix.
Yeah. And the wind-up beanie. All right, buddy.
All right.
All right, Chris.
Bye.
The good times.
Right, you think he's watching porno at 16? That's inappropriate. Unacceptable.
The way he said it was...
Yeah, he's like, I'm...
popping a porno, back. You know?
No, come on, Adam. How old were you when you started watching porn?
Well, they didn't have porn. I had to look at a raft box. That's all I had.
But this is a JCPenney catalog, or
yeah, I had. Oh my God! I know people think we're kidding, but this
Sears
is,
catalog
does not exist. I mean, I found. You know, you would find a picture, nudie magazine, or even a newspaper. First off, what self-respecting 16-year-old would beat off to something in newsprint? You know what I mean? Like a newspaper now. You know what I mean? They would attack. They would kick your ass. They would go after you with it if you suggested for a second that this would be spanking material for them. But I they'd be like, "Are you kidding? I got an LCD display and I got the whole internet. Are you high?" And like some simu vagina that it straps onto me. But I mean, I had like. Nudie newspapers. Like, they used to have those nudie newspapers, like the Hollywood Star, where they had, like, the stars over the nipples of the chicks on the cover. You never saw those, like, nudie newspapers?
I know what you're talking about,
like,
yeah.
It was all full of, like, personal ads and then, like, massage parlor ads. And it was always some promise of something inside, but it was never too good. And you ended up beating off the advertisements. Like, look at that chick. And she's wearing, like, I can see part of her boob from the side of her smock. And she's hot.
Well, there's going to be consequences to what our youth are accessing.
I know, a lot of that stuff
this is horrible, and I've never really talked about this, but you know where I started beating off, is what we call it, is that the Spiegel catalog. Did you guys ever look through that?
Yeah.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, you get to the bra section.
Yeah. I remember being like, 12, 13,
yeah,
and looking through
Spiegel.
The Spiegel catalog. It's like Sears or something.
It's a little classier Sears.
Yeah, but there's like a whole lingerie section with the hot chicks.
That's normal, healthy stuff. But when the 13-year-olds have the same porno collection Adam has, and they're talking about threesomes, and
I don't know what it...
Did you ever whack off to the Spiegel catalog?
I did it on the Spiegel catalog, which is, I think, different than the question you're asking. I had a 9mm, no, what the,
let's see,
there was 18, 8mm porno movie that one of my friend's older brothers had, Ray's older brother, Rob, and I was like 16, and I used to hold that thing up to the light, and
8 millimeters is not quite a third of an inch.
Yeah, but that would have been
spectacular. I mean, we know what 8 millimeters is about a quarter inch. It's like 5/16.
Yeah.
So this, you're looking at something like a quarter the size of a stamp, and you're holding this up to the light. It's like being in prison.
But that was probably the most spectacular pornography at that point in time that anybody
had.
That's
all you could do.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I mean, you know what, you know, like Elvis and Hugh Hefner had VCRs. That was it when I was growing up. Those were the two guys. That was it. We didn't have porn. It's the internet. No. You kids today, please, you don't know what it was like. Amy?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, well, I've been dating my boyfriend for about 2.5 years now. And we used to, like, do it all the time. And just recently, like, the past few months, like, I can barely get any sex out of him. Like, we'll do it maybe once a week, if that. And I'll try to get him into it, but I don't know if he's just lazy now or what's going on with him. And I'm wondering if, because he's 24 now, if he's kind of starting to slow down a little bit, or it's me.
Sure. Prostate blows up, gray hair start coming in around the sack. It's kind of reeling in, yeah.
Do you guys live together?
No.
Hmm. What's going on in the relationship, communications-wise, and spending time together?
We love each other, and, you know, he's really cuddly. Like, he'll spend the night, and we'll cuddle all night, and he's a really sweet guy. It's like, I feel like he's just getting lazy, or maybe he's got another girlfriend now or something.
Yeah. Is he fat?
What's that?
Is he fat?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
no,
he's
really thin, actually.
Does he do fat? Does he do drugs?
No.
Hmm.
Does he drink too much?
Mm-mm.
You know, if he's getting lazy, he's still going to probably, like, want you to do something, like give him oral sex or something while
try.
He watches TV.
Yeah, I'll try. Like, we'll be, you know, laying in bed. And
not
I'll...
nothing I would ever do, but, I mean, that I would think that would be lazy, you know? But he's sort of unmotivated. Like he may be losing interest in the relationship.
Yeah.
He used to go down on me all the time, and then we'd go at it, and it was just fine, and, you know, I'd give him oral every now and then, and now it's like he's just not interested, I guess.
Yeah. What kind of commitment are you guys talking about, getting married, or is it fine the way it is?
No, nothing like that, but...
What if you instigated some oral on him? What would his reaction be?
Depending on, like, if he's tired or not, he'd either, you know, tell me no, not right now, maybe later, or...
I don't know about that.
That's yeah, he may be... And the relationship's how old? How long's it been going on?
2.5 years.
All right. Hold on. Let me talk to my crew here. I think this thing's coasting to a stop. They got started at 18 or maybe 17 and a half even or whatever. It's 2.5 years. She's 20 now. People stay in these relationships for an average of like 18 months longer than they should when they're 20. All those things you start at 16, 17, 18... go on way too long because no one's experienced in pulling the plug. Like, they just, no one, you know, breaking up takes a little experience. Like, yeah. you gotta know when to get out. You gotta know when it's done. You gotta know when it's over. And you're not so good at it when you're 18 or 19.
Don't those numbers bother you a little bit, though? He was 22, she was 17 when they got together. That's a huge, huge difference. It's not like 20, 30, and 25.
But he could have been 21 and she could have been 18. Two.
Yeah. 21.
And how old were you?
17.
That's right. A huge. That's especially a huge difference.
It's borderline weird.
I mean, if you're in your 30s or 40s and you're a couple years apart, that's not a big. That's nothing. But it's like there's a crucial thing that takes place between.
Right.
You know, that 5 year span there.
Yeah, but now it's like what 21 and 24 is that?
And
what
that's
it is?
When these things fall apart. When he gets the type.
But that doesn't seem weird, though, is what I'm saying. 21
no,
or 24.
No,
not at all. No.
No, but, Amy, maybe this one is just coasting to a stop. You ever think about that?
I mean, he still really pays attention to me.
All right, but look at it, Amy. First off, paying attention isn't, you know, isn't everything. But here's the thing. You've been with this guy for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. We said, are you planning on getting married? And you're like, oh, no. Then that doesn't sound like you're in love.
Well, I've kind of asked him about that before, and he's not really into marriage, I guess. And, like, he doesn't want kids or anything like that, which I'm fine with, because neither do I. But
okay, there's something up with him and something up with you, too. Why don't you want kids?
I don't know.
Was your mom bad?
No, I love my mom.
He had a good thing growing up?
Well, my dad's kind of an asshole, but...
Oh, all right. Well, that'll do it. Now,
do you go to school or you have an occupation?
I'm in college.
Cool.
What's he do?
He's in school, too.
All right. Junior college or regular college?
He's...
Junior.
I hope he's not listening, but he's...
Junior.
Like, he's studying to be a paramedic.
Right. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I support that.
In junior college, though, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
No. It doesn't matter.
What
are you going to go to Harvard to be a paramedic?
There's always that. Whenever you get Jesus that, whenever you get that beat.
I'm easily going to be embarrassed about that and compared to everything else you're talking about.
Yeah, but it's always funny when I always know when it's junior college because there's a little window. It's like I go, is he going to junior college? And it's like 1,002. And now I know he's going because people are going to good colleges. It's right on the tip of their tongue. Junior college. I really don't trust this guy. It's just 21, 17.
Well, this is not a
going
long.
To junior college. It's done. Doesn't want to get married. Doesn't want any kids.
Yeah, and if she has to think of new ways to get him sexually interested at this point in that relationship.
24-year-old guy?
If he's turning down oral, that's kind of the weird thing. You know, I could see someone like maybe like not feeling up to like the whole sexual thing, but like just getting oral.
Turning oral down?
No. That's weird.
That's like not buying Girl Scout cookies when she's at the door and you're stoned.
Yeah. Like when you and Jimmy went to Snoop's house, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't turn anything down there. He ate him out of house and all.
No, Jimmy... Jesus. Jimmy brought him a whole basket of muffins.
And then he ate them all.
And then he ate the entire basket. And,
Jimmy?
Yeah. We went to Snoop's house. We did this man show bit over there, and we ended up getting stoned with him because you have to, because he gets stoned. That's all he does is smoke pot. And so we decided, oh, screw it, we're getting stoned too. And then Jimmy ate the basket of muffins that he gave him as a gift initially. He said, you know, my bitch baked these. And he gave it to Snoop. And he got him like a whole big thing of corn muffins, like a big basket. It must have been 18 of them in there. And then Jimmy polished them off.
That was right after he was here and did the show, right?
Yeah, because I think we asked him if we could come out and
I sort of thought you guys bonded, you know.
Yeah, well, we got good and baked with him and, like, had a good time, but we're like, kind of lightweights, and Jimmy couldn't maintain, you know.
That's my main name.
Yep. And then we catered it with Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Jimmy ate, like, 13 pieces of chicken. And Snoop was talking about Jimmy, and he goes, my cousin over there done ate 13 pieces of chicken. And I was stoned off my ass. I'm laughing like a madman.
Didn't you get lost, or were you wandering through his house?
Yeah, just wandered through his house.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah. You know how you know you have a nice house when you have that one room where the carpet is raked and there's no footprints allowed on it? Like, it's a formal dining room that you can't even walk in because you leave prints like you're in the snow. And if, like, if you walk in there by mistake, you have to rake the carpet again so it looks right. Yeah, that means you got money because that's like the room that you just stare at. You can't even walk on the carpet. Snoop has at least one of those rooms at his home. Wow. And a refrigerator. His refrigerator has the contents of what a stoned 14-year-old with a Gelson's gold card would, like, have in there. Just, like, water pops and it's just crazy Miracle Whip and whipped cream and Cool Whip. Just everything with the word whip in it. It's all gallons of chocolate milk. It's great. Great. Everyone, you guys should all go to Snoop's and get stoned. It's great.
You're like that with your car, with your carpet. You can't make any marks. You're anal retentive about your car.
I'm done with you. Yeah. Adrian?
Yeah.
Trying to pick on...
Oh, hello?
Bruce, wait till Drew gets back. God willing, Drew gets back.
Hello?
Tomorrow night. Please. Yes.
Hello?
What? No.
Yeah, all right. Here's my question. See, I've got this older brother, and in the past, he has told me that he has sexual fantasies about molesting his daughter. He doesn't have one yet, but he's planning on having one soon with his girlfriend, and he doesn't think this is at all wrong, and I kind of do.
That's pretty morbid.
And now, why would he confide in you about this?
He's sick. He has this weird... He says, I made her, I can do it, she's mine, and she'll like it, and blah, blah. And
hold on a second. I would think this is a bogus call.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think bogus, but then... He has a certain
then you watch the news.
Latino accent.
And those Latino guys don't do bogus calls.
There's no cookies in my box.
They got like they got bigger fish to fry, or just not in their genes, you know. There's no like in Mexico, they don't, and Central America, there's no prank calling going on in that part of the world. Yeah. So
that's pretty morbid. So,
it's not funny, this is a real call.
No, but that doesn't have to. That doesn't have anything to do with our prank callers. Adrian, yeah, they're never clever, or interesting, or funny. They're just the idea is, do we believe them or not?
It sounds like you think your brother's pretty twisted based on more than just this. Does he have like a history of bizarre behavior or anything?
He's pretty warped. He's all into the tattoos and the piercings and all that crap.
You can't trust them guys.
Yeah. You gotta be careful with that.
Yep, all child molesters.
I'm Mexican.
And what?
I'm Mexican.
You are.
Aye.
You are. All right, that's why I believe you. On both accounts, by the way.
Right.
And so, the part I don't understand is why he confides in you in this.
Really drunk the first time he brought it out. And then after that, it kind of escalated. And he started getting into it. And, like, he started talking about all this crap. And he told a couple of my friends, and we all just started ragging on him. Just, oh, man, that's disgusting. He's defending himself. He's all, no, and all this.
All right. Can you? How old is he?
He's 21.
All right. Who wins in a fist fight? By the way,
I'll kick his ass.
You kick his ass. Good. Okay. Now, I think you need to have a discussion with this guy when you're sober about these statements that he made, and about the wisdom of having a child when you're going into it with this philosophy. I would also wonder if anything may have happened to him growing up. It would seem like it must have in order for him to have these thoughts and impulses.
Yeah.
It did?
Yeah, something did happen.
Did anything happen to you?
No.
Okay, here's the deal. I would encourage him to seek help so that he does not perpetrate the same thing on his child as what happened to him. And I would, furthermore, if he won't listen to you, I would tell him that, you know, you feel compelled to speak to his wife or his girlfriend and let her know these things, because he will. This is how this stuff gets perpetuated.
Drinks, he's more self righteous about it. Sounds like he's going to be a real risk for.
Yeah. It sounds like he needs to be like darted and tagged. Like when I'm in charge. Oh yes. I will find these guys, and there will be darting and tagging that goes on. And not necessarily in that order. Yes. I may take them down, tag them, and then dart them while they're running away. That's a sort of cruel irony, you know? And I'll announce, hey, I never said what order I was going to do it in. You know? Yeah. Tag and dart. How about that?
Difficult situation, because to have any consequences brought to bear on someone that hasn't done anything, but he's talking about stuff when he's drunk. He's probably, that's what he's really thinking, and it's a very, very scary thing. But his sexual arousal pattern sounds like it was set up based on some past abuse or molestation.
Oh, well, that's what he said, yeah.
Look, and some people try and hide it, some people are embarrassed by it, some people realize it's wrong, and other people have no insight.
But,
it's
on the other hand, if I had a nickel for every time I got loaded and threatened to abuse my unborn child, I'd be a rich man. Do you know what I'm saying? So maybe it's just bragging, you know? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Food for thought. Ademus here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew. And Dr. Drew is very sick, and he should be in tomorrow night, as far as we know. All right. What else? Snoop Dogg going to be in tomorrow, and then Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong course. Everlast will be in here, Cypress Hill, and Sum 41, The Used, System of a Down. Well, a lot of good bands coming in here in the next 10 or 12 days. Ademus here tonight. They're going to be playing the Smoke Out, which is in the Coliseum, and that is going on this Saturday, and it's 3 to 2 a.m., and many of the bands we just spoke about are going to be there, so you don't want to miss that. Erica?
Yeah?
What's up?
Hi. I just came out to my friends that I'm bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if I should tell my parents now or wait till I get a little older.
You should wait unless you're really pissed at him.
Well,
are you pissed at him?
They really are against that.
Oh, yeah.
But we're really close, and I tell them, and I think they know.
Why do you think they know?
Because I went out on a date with a girl last night, but they thought it was with a guy, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but I don't think my sister was 16, went out with one of her girlfriends. I don't think my dad would have thought she was a lesbian.
Well, I came back I was supposed to come back at 9, but I came back the next day. Mm-hmm. And I had, different clothes on, and I have a really big hickey.
He was wearing a vagina hat. And had, a tampon string hanging out of her mouth. And wow, you're like a secret agent. You're like a ninja.
So what are you
talking about, stealth? Sounds like you kind of want him to know, right?
So do you anticipate once you talk to him, then you can start, holding hands with other girls around the house or for kissing him? Or do you think your parents won't be very understanding?
Well, my aunt was a lesbian.
Right.
My dad got made fun of a lot, so he's really against it.
Well, what at first you said you're bi, and I think you should figure out which one you like better before you tell them, because you are going to figure out one or the other. There's going to be one that you lean towards more.
Well, I like guys better.
Well, then don't tell them. Right. You might get over. This might just be a phase with the chicks.
This is just chaos.
Very
here.
Right.
Where? What did they do when you rolled in the next day?
They just asked me if I was stoned.
And you said no, and that was it.
Yeah, and then later they asked where it came from because they saw it and it's kind of big, and my brother and his friend live here and they know.
The hickey. She had a hickey.
Okay,
yeah.
And they didn't punish you though?
No.
Well, right. I'm concerned. Okay. No, she's not okay. I'm concerned because you're supposed to go out for a few hours and you showed up the next morning and your parents just asked if you're stoned. Where's the...
Yeah, I mean, they should be pissed at you regardless,
16.
Man. If my daughter went out and came home and had a hickey and some different clothes on, you're going to be in trouble regardless.
Right.
So what's the story?
They never really care.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Okay, here's exactly what's going on. Her parents are just passive. They don't care. She's trying to get a rise out of them. So she does what she can. She goes out at night. She comes, says, I'll be home at 9, and comes home at 5 o'clock in the morning, comes home with a big hickey, doesn't put a scarf over it or whatever, makes sure they know it. They still can't get a rise. And it means, in her opinion, and maybe they're right, they don't care.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, hey, I'm hurt that you don't care about me, she just keeps hitting them with more and more outrageous stuff. I mean, she's probably not even a lesbian.
Exactly.
She says she likes guys more than she likes chicks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She should wait. She should.
Yeah, but she's not interested in them knowing the information. She's interested in getting a rise out of these people.
It has more shock value than that, I think.
Right, right. Erica?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, so that's you want someone to, step up and notice you and care for you and take a stand and say, no, you're not doing this, and you're my daughter. My daughter doesn't do this. And right, you want your parents to get off their ass a little bit.
Yeah, kind of. I've been told that a lot.
All right, but here's the problem. You just sort of getting negative attention is not going to work. You're going to end up being in worse than no attention.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
A lot of teenagers I work with, it comes through that, and they eventually see it, that when the parents, they want parents that are cool and don't enforce a lot of rules, but when they have, when kids come with parents like that, they ultimately interpret it as they're not loved. And there has to be a balance. I mean, you don't want to be chained up to the bed and,
Me and my parents are really close, actually.
Yeah, but why are you hell-bent on pissing them off and defying them?
I want to tell them, but...
Well, why do you say you're going out, you'll be home at 9 o'clock, you come home the next day?
Well, they just don't care. It's just...
Well, which is it? You see, you're angry.
No.
Yeah, you are.
I think it's kind of cool.
Are you really? Hold on a second. Don't give me that crap. First off, why are you calling the show and wanting to tell your parents you're a lesbian when you like guys more than women?
Because they're kind of figuring it out, and I don't want them.
No, they're only figuring it out because you're not making any attempt to disguise it because you're trying to get a rise out of it.
You're not a lesbian, though. That's the whole point.
And don't tell me you're cool and you love them and then you completely disrespect them by coming home the following day in different clothes with the hickey showing. Just admit you're angry at him for not showing you attention.
I'm not angry at him. It wasn't showing. My brother saw it and went and told him.
Yeah, you made sure they found out.
Here's the thing. At your age, what you need And what part of you wants, whether you're in touch with that party or not, is parents that are concerned about where you are, what you're doing.
Who cares? I don't want to argue with her. Just go tell them you're a lesbian. Let them freak you. Your dad.
She's not a lesbian. She's...
Yeah, that's the whole point. You got to get your dad, you got to get a rise out of the old man.
Right.
You love him so much. You guys have open communication. There's great respect and great mutual respect. Go tell him you're a lesbian. Good. He'll yell at you for a while.
But it's interesting, her sense of, her sense of being close, oh, we're really close, but they don't really care how she...
I don't like being BS'd on this show, and I don't think she's intentionally BSing me. But I mean, I know what the answer to this problem is, and I got it 5 minutes ago, and she's arguing with me back and forth. She says they don't care, and then she says we're really close, and then if I say they don't care, then it's really close, then...
This is a tragic situation because the parents are screwing the kid up because she wants to reconcile it in some way of understanding it where it makes sense. And
I don't think there's anything we're going to tell her that's going to stop her from dropping the lesbian bomb on her parents within the next 8 to 10 days. That's what I'm saying. Nothing.
Yeah, there is. You're expressing your anger or you're being upset that she's out till 6 the next morning and the parents are not concerned. That's an issue. That's important.
Erica.
Yeah.
You're going to tell him, right? You're going to tell him you're a lesbian?
I might when I move.
You might? Oh, now you're not going to do it till you move.
Well, I move in like 3 weeks.
All right. Why? You're 16. Where are you moving?
I'm moving to Pennsylvania.
Why?
Because my friend is.
Who are you moving in with? Your friend?
Yeah.
All right. So bad news. You're angry at your parents, please.
They're paying for it.
They're paying for you to move out of the house?
Yeah, they're paying rent and everything.
Worse. Why are they paying for you to move to Pennsylvania?
Because I want to.
Okay, and you're going to drop out of high school? What are you
going
to do?
No, I'm going to school Pennsylvania, though, because my friend has a kid, and we're going to get our own place.
Oh. Okay. Listen, she's got to hate her parents, by the way, and they're horrible parents.
Yeah, yes. That's
they're horrible parents. And let me say this, horrible parents. You will be paid back by your daughters. Your sons might just become junkies and move back in for a couple of months or something like that.
Right.
But your daughters will never be done paying you back, especially the dads. You'll be watching them in porns one day. Don't you worry, dads. Keep it up. All you crappy dads, all these horrible, horrible parents of the kids who call this show and the ones that are just on their way now with the newborns, screw with your daughter. She will screw with you. Guaranteed.
No, she can't get the parents' attention. She'll continue, and then she'll try to get society's attention in general.
Yes, but if you're like a racist dad and you beat on your daughter and tell her never to be with a black guy, I guarantee she's going to bring a guy named Lucius home for Thanksgiving.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it. But I'm just saying, whatever your worst nightmare is a dad, you will be paid back. You be abusive to your daughter and neglectful and tell her you don't want her to be a lesbian.
She'll be a lesbian.
She's going to be a lesbian. Now, if you're smart, you do what I do. You tell her you're abusive and neglectful, and you tell her you do want her to be a lesbian and marry a guy named Lucius. And she stays in college just to spite you, but it all works out. You see what I'm saying? I'll be smart enough to use reverse psychology on my daughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want you to do porn and strip and do bachelor parties and hook up with one of my older work buddies.
It ain't going to be a problem.
That's what I'm going to tell her. That's what I'm going to tell her. And she'll be on the honor roll in college.
You're going to be the guy that's pacing back and forth and waiting for her to come home. You'll be totally.
Veronica?
Yes.
You're 19.
What's
up?
My boyfriend and I, we had sex about 3 times this morning, and everything was totally good. It was really fine. And then a few hours later, we went to go take a shower, and not his whole penis, but just below the head, a ring is inflamed and puffy.
Mm-hmm.
Almost the part where they cut it off for about like circumcision, where it's like a little bit lighter up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
all puffy.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't hurt him or anything. It's irritated him a little bit, but I don't know if this was because of the sex.
Did you use a condom?
No.
So what'd you guys log about 6.5 hours of intercourse this morning? I mean, with the three sessions combined.
It was three times in between, I don't know, 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. Wow. But, I mean, it wasn't really dry. There was lots of, like, spit involved and everything, so I didn't know if it was irritation.
Somebody went to finishing school.
Irritation,
a lot
allergy.
Of spit involved, huh?
Huh?
Who was, whose spit was involved?
Both of ours.
He just hawk one on the dork before he comes, before he enters?
Oh, no, he hawks them on his fingers, get it all juicy.
Yeah. Oh,
but I just didn't know, is it irritated because
this guy's a smooth.
Or,
smooth. I'm picturing like a young Tony Randall now when I close my eyes.
It could be a number of things, but you'd have to have somebody take a look at it. Is it still red at this point? Or is...
Well, no. See, it was never red. It's always been the same color. It was just puffed up. It's only the ring that's puffed up is about 1/2 inch big, and it's right underneath the head of the penis.
And it's the same color as it always
is.
Or just in one spot, and it looks like a blister sort of thing?
One spot.
No,
but it's a ring.
It goes all the way around. It goes all the way around.
It goes all the way around.
Yeah, all right.
It looks like a little donut.
Yeah.
Somebody should take a look at it, but it could just be local trauma from... Local.
Yeah. Listen, if you took your hand and just bash it against the wall for like 1 hour and 45 minutes, it never stopped. Once in a while you spit on it.
I mean, highly anticipating this analogy.
It's not going to look that good a couple hours later.
Great analogy. I like that.
That's what it is. He's abusing himself. It's fine.
Probably, but, you know, we'd like to, maybe they could fax us a picture or something.
Everyone's spitting.
Doctors like to see these.
What's with everyone spitting on everything? This is, by the way, one of the, porn has evolved into the spit thing, and, no, I didn't, I cast my vote against the spit and the urination. I find it distracting.
So they should use a lubricant instead?
There's like a couple, they do these spit moves. There's this, move that the chicks do on the guys along saliva bridge over to the penis, and then the guys, they're doing like the spit move on the chicks, like, hey, fellas, come on, I'm trying to beat off here. I mean, what? You know, I want to see you guys, like, first off, like, I don't actually need to see the hepatitis and AIDS bridge, you know, like, I assume that you guys are passing diseases back and forth, but I don't need to actually see them being handed off, which is now what's happening now. All right. Edema is here tonight. You never saw that, Bruce? You must look at a ton of internet porn.
Never.
Come on.
Bruce, I'm sure you log many, many, many hours.
No, I have other bad behaviors on the internet. I've had anal sex, and I passed out a couple times. Between the old guitars and amps, I'm just like obsessed.
All right, buddy. Smart. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce. Chris, Mike, and Dave are all here from Edema. We've been having such a good time that we forgot to play our second Edema song, so I think we should do that without further ado. You queued up there, Anderson? All right. This one is called Giving In.
Dream. Insomniac's Dream is the name of the new EP.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Song really sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Adema wants to give a plug for a video game before we hop back to the
phones. Why don't you tell
them
about it, Dave?
Yeah, actually, we have that song that we played earlier, Immortal, on the Insomniac Dream EP that came out 2 weeks ago. You all should go pick it up. Actually, the video for that song just was aired last week. It's in rotation now on a couple of video stations, and the video is actually going to be available in the new Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance game that's coming out this Friday. And so you can pick that up. There's actually some DVD content, including the video for that song. So,
which is going to be on Xbox and PlayStation 2.
Yeah, it's going to be in all the new next-gen systems, Xbox, GameCube. And it's coming out this Friday, so you guys should check it out.
I think people are probably going to go get that anyway, though, right? I mean, you don't have to tell them to do that.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's
going to be... They sell huge, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those Mortal Kombat games, yeah.
Yeah. Why this is the number one country in the free world. We don't raise our kids on white wine and rice. Pinkies hanging out. We give them Mortal Kombat and we give them Colt 45 beer. We give them BB guns when they're four. We're smart.
So they know what to get your kids on their birthdays.
That's right. Malt liquor and BB guns. Mm-hmm. Andrea?
Yeah.
You're 23?
Yeah. I just recently discovered that my father was looking at child pornography on the internet. And I'm just really something I've been trying not to think about, trying not to...
How'd you find that out?
Well, I used to have my own AOL account, but I recently got rid of it. And then I was using his computer... And using his account, and it was like in the browser. We had about a year ago, there was like all these things, like 20 different sites put on as favorites, and we thought that it must have been like a mistake or something.
Yeah.
And so now it's like confirmed because.
All right. Well, a couple questions because we don't have a ton of time. Did he ever do anything to you growing up?
No.
And no, not to your brothers or sisters or anything?
No, not that I know of.
And do you have kids?
No.
And are you living at his house now?
Yes.
You should get out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, not because he's going to do anything to you,
right.
Just because, you're 23 and what the hell? Who wants to live with your folks at 23?
Yeah, there's usually a pattern of behavior that goes along with that or something suspicious. I mean, does he gravitate towards little kids' activities or was there a certain pattern to the type of pornography he was... calling up on it?
It was like nude boy photos.
Yeah, they always go that route. And how old were the guys?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Isn't it illegal on the...
Yes.
Isn't that what they busted
They were
guy?
Probably...
It's supposed to be. Yeah.
I don't think it's illegal for him to access those sites.
I don't know. I think that is illegal.
Because I thought the same thing. Because then they bust Gary Glitter for that a while back, and
that's
he actually
true.
Did time.
Yeah.
You would think that it would just, if it's just, the intent
so,
is there.
Always a bad sign when a guy in a windbreaker is taking your computer out to the van.
Yeah.
Like a couple other guys with reflective shades standing around.
Exactly.
That's your worst nightmare is like a wife or a daughter or son to come home and see dad's computer being wheeled out by a guy with a windbreaker with some initials on the back of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Andrea?
Yeah.
Does your mother knows about this?
No, actually, my parents were divorced when I was 5.
Oh, okay. Do you have an older brother or a younger sister or anybody you can sort of...
Yeah, I have a younger sister who lives in the house.
How old is she?
16.
Uh-oh. How do you feel about her safety?
I don't know. I mean, like, they're really close, a lot closer than I ever was.
Oh, can you talk to your dad about it? Or are you guys...
See, that's what my boyfriend said, and I feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That would be a hard thing to do, but that might be the right thing to do.
It's a real serious thing because what we know about these people, they're not somebody that's... Okay, you need to talk to a social worker or somebody in a position of authority that you can trust because there's a lot more to this.
All right.
All right.
I just said we got to go to break. But
okay.
Yeah, talk to someone you trust, not Bruce. but Bruce. I know.
Good advice.
What I love about Bruce, he's done the show 250 times. He's seen me put my headphones on, pull the mic up to my mouth. You hear the intro music, but you're just going to continue your conversation.
Sorry, Adam.
No idea he's on radio.
Isn't he a little irritated? A little abusive towards me?
I'm abusive, but I would suggest that you bring it on yourself. So we get into this every time.
Kick that in my face like that is rather rude.
Yeah. All right, I want to thank Dima for coming on here tonight.
Thanks for having us. Thank both of you guys. That was cool.
Our pleasure. And smoke out this Saturday, everybody. And we'll plug that with Snoop tomorrow night. And Insomniac Stream, name of the EP. Go get it. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla. For Dr. Bruce, say mahalo.
Where's Dr. True?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.